Here's a question for you movie buffs. Can you name a recent Hollywood action flick that's been altered for Chinese audiences? It's a bit of a trick question, actually. There are several blockbusters that fit that description: Skyfall, Cloud Atlas, Django Unchained. For today's Geo Quiz, all you got to do is name one, the latest Hollywood superhero movie to come out in China in modified version. Here's a hint.
Today is the first day of what's left of your life.
You don't want to mess with the Mandarin. We'll name the film and hear why Hollywood goes out of its way to please Chinese audiences right after the newscast. This is PRI. I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston.
I'm Tony Stark. I build neat stuff. I got a great girl. And occasionally, save the world. So why can't I sleep?
Tony Stark will yet again be saving the world this weekend when Iron Man 3 opens in the U.S. The film is already a hit in China, where it opened on Wednesday, bringing in $21 million on that day alone. But get this, Americans won't be watching the same version of the blockbuster as their Chinese counterparts. That's because the film was altered for Chinese audiences, which, by the way, means that Iron Man 3 is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. John Horn is a film writer for the LA Times and a contributor to The Business, a show about the business of Hollywood on KCRW in Los Angeles. So, John, there are apparently 4 extra minutes in the Chinese version of Iron Man 3. What are those 4 minutes about?
We may never know. That's the mystery of this whole thing. They involve a character named Dr. Wu, and they involve also a Chinese actress named Fan Bingbing. These are very minor scenes. Marvel Entertainment, which produced the film, didn't even send the film's director, Shane Black, to China to do these sequences. And Marvel says that the scenes themselves will never be seen in the United States, probably not even on the DVD.
So Tony Stark's arch enemy in this film, the Mandarin, wasn't altered at all.
Well, he is apparently no longer called the Mandarin in terms of how it's translated for the Chinese version of the film. The Mandarin obviously is the language of China, so he's called something else that doesn't quite translate as the Mandarin. So that's kind of typical of the little changes that China tends to make with American films.
We're talking about Iron Man 3, but other movies have been changed to run in China, including Quentin Tarantino's recent film, Django Unchained. In that movie, the blood was made to appear darker. What is going on with these changes for Chinese audiences?
Hollywood is trying desperately to crack the Chinese market. In a couple of years, China will become the number one box office market in the world. It last year passed Japan for the number two market, trailing only the United States. And yet, entering the Chinese market is incredibly complicated. Chinese censors have complete control not only over what movies get into the country, but also how they are cut and how they're edited. Django Unchained was an interesting example in that it passed the Chinese censors, and like a minute into the screenings, when it first opened in China, the house lights came up, the film stopped, and the Chinese censors pulled the film from theaters. So Sony, which made the film, went back and re-edited it. It's still unclear what they did take out, what was left in, and now the film is going to open again in China in another version.
What about artistic integrity? I just can't imagine that Quentin Tarantino appreciates his movies being messed with.
That's a little bit like the line in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, rules in a knife fight. There's no such thing as artistic integrity when it comes to China. There are hundreds of millions of dollars to be made there. Avatar grossed more than $200 million in China. So if Hollywood studios can make a version of their film that will not leave their filmmaker, you know, sobbing hysterically, they're going to do it.
Has there been any pushback from directors or anyone in the business?
There's been a lot of pushback from Hollywood. The issue is there are only a handful of movies, 34 non-Chinese films that are shown in China on an annual basis. But that money is so important to the Hollywood studios because DVD income is flattening, attendance in U.S. movie theaters is flat, that they'll try to figure out what that middle ground is.
John, you said that China is now the second largest movie-going country in the world after the U.S. They have 1 billion people. We have 300 million. Why are they second?
Well, they're second because they haven't really built theaters, and they are building theaters at a frantic clip. Once the theaters are built, and then once more movies are let into China past its quota system, I think it'll be just a matter of a couple of years before China passes the United States.
So, John, you're going to see Iron Man 3 this weekend?
I think me and everybody else in the United States, I mean, the real question for Iron Man 3 is whether or not it could break the all-time box office record. It's already off to a fantastic start, setting the single-day record in China.
John Horn is a film writer for the LA Times and contributor to The Business, a show about the business of Hollywood on KCRW in Los Angeles. John, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.